Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
And on 963 Triple M, talking local sport this morning. Milo is still with me in the studio. G'day again, mate.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners. And specially ordered, what better weather could you have for cricket grand finals than our patch? It will be Millicent District Cricket, Millicent Footballers versus Mount Burr, Norm face the Oval. I think it might be a chance for back-to-back for the footballers, stand to be corrected. Grey matter's not as good as it used to be. And, of course, Mount Gambier District Cricket, what a showpiece. Panola undefeated this season. North only lost one. They will clash at Frew Park Saturday and Sunday, and a couple of very talented sides, and no doubt it'll draw a lot of people down there to have a little look, and no doubt fully catered for, and what a magnificent spot to watch the game of cricket. Now, of course, Pioneers, first home game, Saturday night, 6:30, the 141 girls, and then the Keswick Rural Pioneers at 8:15. We'll catch up with Coach Richard Hill after 8 to see how the squad is shaping, or roster as they call it in basketball terms. Now, the Football Federation SA, and that's Zocca, they have a regional community forum in Mount Gambier, so you'll be able to hear from that group on strategic planning in terms of male and female football, with the opportunity for a question and answer after the presentation. So basically, if you've got any interest at all, you're involved in any shape or form, or you just love the game and you maybe have a look at local soccer, this is your chance to spill your guts, re-where the local soccer is heading. Now, that all happens next Wednesday 20th, and that'll be at Commodore on the Park, and maybe those cricketers will lob a couple of balls on the roof there on the weekend, 7 p.m. And of course, you can register, and I know, and big thank you to Frank Wilcox, the Il Supremo, Southeast Women's Football Association, they have got it on their Facebook site, so you can register there, and obviously it just makes it a bit easier for catering, etc., if people register, but no doubt you can still just rock up. Now, we're getting closer to local Aussie Rules footy, the men's version. Of course, Middersea County starts on Saturday, 6th of April, and Western Border Super 6 a week after the 13th. Now, last night I went and had a look at West Gambier and Port Mac trial game. Very early days, but West new recruits and returning players are on show, and it probably confirmed to me that they will be the big improvers this season. And some of the younger boys have really bulked up in terms of strength, and they look quite good. It took me a while to recognise a couple of them. They didn't have numbers on their reverse Guernseys, but looked pretty good. And Port Mac have got some very promising young rookies, which will be part of the building there under the tutelage of Bo Harris. Now, the word is Keston Sanford looks set to cover the departures of some key players with a new group of travellers and some returning ex-locals. So that's good news for them. Now, in terms of Western Border at the top of the roost, the word is they will advertise for the position of secretary with a less than a month to go before the start of the season. So it'll be a good job for somebody that is well positioned and appropriately experienced. So we'll keep an eye on that. And the other news in terms of the most important people out there, the umpires, subject to confirmation, looks like the Western Border will adopt all the new AFL rules except the runners, water carriers restrictions, and that makes sense for country footy. And the other one is, and it's come down from the SNFL by choice, the last possession out of bounds penalty free kick. And I know the KNT are doing that, and I haven't caught up with anything for Middersea, but no doubt that'll be surfacing shortly.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.